Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. The duo stands at the ready to dish your listing, list your dishes, or listen to your dishing. Just call 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Here's Griffin Lee.
And we are glad to have you with us for this week's edition of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. This segment, our very first of the day, is brought to you by 6bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. If you're listening live, today is June 8th, 2017. And if you're listening in the archives, this is show number 462. It's all about you on Thursdays when you call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630.
Hey there, Griff.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm all right.
Good, good. Howie's out of the hospital?
Yes.
Oh, good. We're very glad to hear that.
Yes, we are.
Yes. So, hot topics. We have one. eBay has emailed sellers something. What was it about the TurboLister?
Well, it's an update on the status of TurboLister, actually. And it said in part that eBay announced in the 2016 fall seller update that TurboLister would no longer be supported, started in June 2017, and key functionality would be available in Seller Hub. And we understand, the email goes on, from our conversation and surveys that for some of you, a few of the TurboLister features you rely on are not yet available in Seller Hub. So in keeping with our promise, TurboLister will continue to be available beyond June with limited support. TurboLister users can continue to use the tool and contact customer support and the community board with questions. However, TurboLister is no longer available to new users. There's no download. And we will not be making any product updates beyond support for category changes. Meanwhile, we continue to add functionality to Seller Hub to make it the most convenient and powerful way to manage your selling from one convenient location. And then the email ends with, we will continue to enhance Seller Hub and we'll keep you posted as new features become available.
You know, Seller Hub people, it's like a cult.
A cult?
Yes, I've noticed
Isn't that that yogurt that you...
Man, get? I'm telling you, once they use that program, they love it.
Yeah.
Hard to cut them away from it, you know.
Well,
so.
I know. I mean, they forget to eat, they forget to go
I
out.
I know, it's the cult of the TurboLister.
Pretty soon they're wearing Nikes and having purple...
Well, I don't blame them. It's a good program.
Yeah.
And it filled a lot of things that they needed. So,
that's right.
You know.
So, yeah, so those of you who love TurboLister, you can still continue to use it.
Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. Come on, give us a call. We can dish your listing.
Mm-hmm.
And in case you didn't know what that is, you call up, you give Donna, who's the phone screener today, an item number, one of your item numbers. Griff and I gently look it over and critique it. You can either come on with us on the radio, or if for some reason you don't want to, you can just... Please send it in by clicking on the Contact Us button on the bottom of the eBay radio player. If it's the white page, it's over to the right, and you can click on it. And type us up an email, send it over. Be sure to have your item number in it, and we're happy to go over it with you. Or give us a call, too. So, Griff, there was another big announcement, too, about best offers.
Yeah.
eBay has increased the number of best offers available to buyers from 3 items to 10 per item in the collectibles and business and industrial categories and to 5 per item in all other categories. So right now it's 3. It's going to be moved from 3 to 10 in the collectibles and business and industrial and to 5 per item in all other categories. And meanwhile, by the way, eBay Canada has increased the number of best offers to 10 in all categories. So that may be where this is heading.
Oh.
These changes were reportedly made due to eBay receiving feedback that members were unable to negotiate prices to their satisfaction because they did not have enough responses.
I see. Yeah.
So it's sort of like poker. You're only allowed to raise 3 times.
Yes.
So we've had the equivalency.
Although I think the analogy is
it's pretty
unfair,
bad.
But right.
Yeah, but it is. 3 times before we were allowed to go back and forth, right? The backing and forthing.
Yes.
And now it's going to be raised to 10 in some categories and to 5 in, excuse me, 5 per item in other categories. So from 3 to 10 in collectibles and business and industrial. Do you think that's too much or do you like that, Griff?
No, I mean, I don't understand why it's not unlimited. I mean, just keep it until someone says, okay, sold.
Yeah.
You want 100. I'll give you 10. No, I'll take 90. I'll give you 20. How about 80?
But then on the other
I'll give you
hand,
30.
It's just
70, and that's my
enough,
last offer.
When is enough
sold.
Enough? Give us a call at 888-RADIO-30. Tell us what you think about these new things. 888-RADIO-30. 888-723.
Yeah, give us an earful.
4630. Yeah, we like to have an earful right now, wouldn't we? So, okay, let me see what else is coming up in the news here. Well, join us on the chat board, first of all.
Join us.
Yeah, come on to the chat board. We have a lot of fun on there. Everybody's on there live while we're doing the show. A lot of faithfuls are on there, and you might want to join us on there as well. So, good news from eBay. Single quantity promoted listings are here to stay?
Yes, for certain categories, yes.
So, it was only beta users.
Now it's open to everyone. The rollout is extended to everyone in certain categories.
So just so you know, Promoted Listings is an advertising service exclusive to items bought and sold on eBay.
Yes.
So with Promoted Listings, you put your best items, including new listings, best sellers, and seasonal merchandise in front of more buyers when they're actively searching and shopping on eBay. And this increases item visibility and the likelihood of a sale, of course, which is kind of a no-brainer
mm-hmm.
for that one.
Yeah.
So when you launch a Promoted Listings campaign, you set an ad rate for each item. So namely the percentage of an item's sale price that you're willing to pay to promote it. For example, if you select a rate of 3%, the fee is 3% of that item's final sale price, including shipping and sales tax, unless free was shipping incorporated into the item. If you accepted a best offer for your item, the ad fee is charged is based on the best offer price. You're not charged for a sale that does not come through the promoted listing.
Right. So if they find your listing in its regular position within search, and it's not the promoted listing, it's not say it doesn't say sponsored, then you get charged nothing. It's only if they click on the possible instances for that listing in its promoted listing spot. And that could be on the top of, above the fold on a search results, page. It could also be on an item page, for example, similar items. If it is being presented there as a promoted listing, then your campaign would get, charged the fee. But again, remember, you pay if you sell it, and you pay only the percentage that you set when you created the campaign. So it gives you a lot of control. You can set a budget and keep within it. You only pay the percentage that you set if the item sells.
You know, this is not this is kind of a new thing for shopping sites to do, but it's not so new in terms of marketing and advertising back in the day either, Griff.
Yeah.
Because, for instance, I'll give you an example. Radio stations will take advertising sometimes, depending on the station, that you don't actually have to pay for up front. You only pay PS per sale.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody calls up that 800 number and buys that aluminum siding, the radio station gets a little percentage, whatever you have agreed upon in advance. This is the same thing, really.
Yeah.
It's a type of marketing that's been around for a long time, and it's so great that eBay's incorporating it into our sales.
That's right.
This is a good thing. So, Griff, do you do a lot of backing and forthing with people? Do you get best offers, or what do you get?
No, I don't. I sell mostly apparel, and I don't have best offers for apparel.
So what would you have best offers on? Just about everything else, right?
Or maybe, you know, expensive collectibles, oriental rugs, antiques.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay. I don't know. To me, the backing and for thing would get a little too much, but yeah. That's just me. 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630, or click on the Contact Us button on the bottom of the eBay Radio player. Or, you probably didn't know this, if you're listening to us on your cell phone,
mm-hmm.
You'll see a little thing after you click on it. You'll see a little thing that says more. It's really tiny. If you hit that, click on that more, you'll be able to send us a Contact Us email as well.
Yeah.
So please do so.
Please do so.
If you can't call in for whatever reason. So you want to tell them about the second quarter coupons too? We need to remind people.
Well, that's coming up.
Yes.
So that'll be, either the first of July or right around there. Well, the end of June, the second quarter shipping supply, eBay shipping supply coupons will expire if you haven't used it. And the new ones are immediately available the next day, at the start of the quarter. So again, keep an eye out for those.
Including the new stickers and tissue paper, the stickers.
We got stickers and tissue.
Tissue paper.
Right.
That are earning rave reviews.
Rave reviews. I mean, the biggest reviews that tissue and stickers have ever
had in the history of tissues and stickers.
I think I read, there was a review in the New York Times that said, devastatingly beautiful, in quotes. And then another, critic for, I think, the, New Yorker said, I will come back quarter after quarter to review and re-experience these stickers and tissue paper.
And you can find your quarterly coupon link from your Seller Hub overview page under Seller Tools Manage Store.
There you go.
It expires, as he said, June 30th, so you need to use it or lose it and then get your next one the next day. I missed out on one because I forgot to do it.
Oh, you silly woman.
I know.
This segment was brought to you by 6Fit Software. Your all-in-one platform. Join the conversation, 888-723-4630. Ask for it.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
It's another ordinary day in eBay land. You're ready to pack and ship when suddenly the shipping monster strikes again. That hard-to-ship item just sold, but you're not sure how to pack it. You need a superhero to save the sale. You need Bubble Fest's Mark and Robin Levine. The superheroes of shipping. They can help you safely pack your most challenging items. They've got a super selection of everything you need to do the job right. Just call their shipping hotline at 877-599-SHIP.
Hello, Bubble Fast Hotline. How can I help you?
Mark and his Robin will get you on the way to shipping that impossible item fast. For more ways to tame the shipping monster, join Bubble Fast's Facebook group. Subscribe to their Bubble Briefs newsletter. And remember, their shipping hotline, 877-599-SHIP. Find it all at BubbleFast.com. That's BubbleFast.com.
Any successful eBay seller to sum up the secret of their success in just one word, and you're liable to hear the same answer, Terapeak. Because thousands of the world's most successful sellers rely on Terapeak to tell them what items are hot, how to price them, and what their competitors are doing. Only Terapeak can access up to 2 years of eBay data to help you improve every phase of your online selling and take your profits to the next level. Terapeak has been building tools for eBay sellers for 12 years, and they've helped seller after seller to grow their business. Even if you can only afford a single third-party tool, you can't afford not to use Terapeak. It's no secret that thousands of the world's most successful sellers rely on Terapeak, and you can too. Try it free for 7 days at Terapeak.com. That's T-E-R-A-P-E-A-K, Terapeak.com.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, the show with the same-day handling time. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. We're listening for your call. Listen. Don't hear it. 888-723-4630.
Okay, so we now know the times that we're going to be appearing during the event, that eBay Radio is going to be actually doing eBay Radio Live during the event. And we're going to tell you that in just a few minutes. But in the meantime, we have a listing dish to do, my dear Griff.
Yeah.
Hi, Donna. How you doing?
Finally, how are you?
I'm fine.
Hi, Griff.
Hi. This is Donna from Fort Wright, Kentucky. Homecraft Framing, remember? And
hi,
she would like us to dish her listing.
Well, we're happy to do so.
Okay, so
hopefully it'll be really dishy.
Yes, you may say something first, of course, Donna.
Okay, Griff, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting that information up to eBay for me. And they kind of dumped my old account, but that's okay. I think it's time for me to learn a new way anyway.
Oh, they couldn't find the old account.
No,
I'm sorry.
They dug all the graves and there was no bodies in them.
It had decomposed.
Those darn grave robbers.
Pretty much. That's right, to rob me.
But well, I'm sorry.
Anyway, so now I've been watching some YouTube video stuff.
Yeah.
And some of these people are resellers. But I think some of that can apply to me because she was saying you want to get as much activity to your account as you can so that people can see that you are actively selling and also that eBay will realize that you're serious.
Oh, yeah, we know you're serious.
But she was saying she would, you know, take a bunch of stuff and, you know, put it on there at a really cheap price and let it go for, you know, whatever, pennies, or sometime even at a loss.
Yeah, you don't need to do that. We'll figure out something
else. You don't?
Well, I mean,
sometimes you should.
Yeah, but I think starting off with, I'm going to put a bunch of stuff up and take a loss is a surefire ticket to after 10 of these saying, why am I doing this?
Yeah. I get it.
So I think you can accomplish both. I think you can get restarted and build it for success. You don't have to build it for failure.
Okay. Well, let's go for her listing dish here.
Okay.
Because that's what I'm basically showing you there is that I got some old inventory that it looks like people are still buying it. And I just want to get my investment back on it.
Okay, let's give out the listing dish number.
Please.
Okay.
1625 4647.
All right.
4745. Again, that's 1625 4647 4745.
Oh, look at that.
Pretty.
So it's a art print, right? Is that?
Yeah.
Is it one or
print?
No, they're separate. Yeah, they're separate.
Yeah.
I didn't know that when I first saw that picture.
Oh, so
I didn't know that until you just told me that.
When you look at it, then you can see the separation between.
Sorta. Right.
Well, if you look at this individual picture, so I got them all, they're all there individually as well.
Yeah, that's true. So it says Art Prince David Harden Folk Art Primitive Four Season Salt Box House Set Unframed. I'm going to do something very quick, and Lee's going to talk to you.
Okay.
How you doing, Donna? How's it going? How's it going, babe?
I just don't want to leave.
Well, I wish I could go to Vegas with you guys, but
you're
just have to stay home and listen to you.
You're in Kentucky. Now, how much?
Right.
Do you know Southwest? Does Southwest fly out of Fort Wright?
Geez, I hardly know what's flying out of Fort Wright.
Because listen to this. Southwest has some $49 fares today.
Really?
Absolutely.
Me.
You need to go on Southwest. You never know. It's not to every place in the world or from every place.
Yeah.
But you can find some deals. So you, anybody listening right now, go to Southwest. It was on late last night. I don't know if it's still on or not. Let me see. I'm going to go to southwest.com right now. We use Southwest a lot here. Last day on sale, you're in luck. One way as low as $49. Book now.
Wow.
Cool.
Jeez.
This is
well,
the
anyway.
Last day.
I didn't know we'd go this far down the rabbit hole.
You told us to talk.
Well, I thought you were going to talk about eBay.
It could be about girl stuff.
You know, I
No, we don't want to go there.
No.
So I'm looking, I was trying to find other examples of these art prints, and I have found some that are for sale. None that have sold. So when I'm looking at sold listings, I only see a few items by this artist. But there are other prints up here, and your pricing is really good because you're, am I to understand, you're starting this at, oh, it's a starting bid, right, $9.99, okay.
Right.
Right. So you're aware that there are some examples of his prints. One, in fact, it's only a set of one. I don't remember which one. Let's see. This would be like the orange background one. For $14.50, buy it now, plus $3.95. So I think you're
probably,
That's
probably like an 8x12 or something like that. Mine's only a 3.5x7.
Oh, so they're smaller.
Yeah.
Yeah. So your title, you don't have to repeat words. So it says art prints. I'd start off with the word David Harden.
Okay.
Folk art, primitive prints, four seasons. I don't know if I would say Salt Box House. I'd say set of four.
Is it named Salt Box House?
Well, actually, no. They're just like the set.
Okay.
But they're like Salt Box with a snowman. Snow box, fall, winter, spring, summer. And I didn't want to break out, you know, the four seasons individually because I don't have enough room there on my title.
Right. Let me see if that's true. If it said David Harden folk art prints, I don't think you need the word primitive. And then that would get, and you, instead of saying four seasons salt box house set unframed, you could say winter, spring, summer, fall. All
winter,
you have
spring,
to do is call.
Fall.
And I'll be there.
I'm listening in a minute.
Winter, spring, summer, and fall.
So I think that's, and I could be wrong about this. This is a suggestion. You have to kind of think, what do people search? On which keywords do they search when they're looking for items like this? And that's sometimes not easy. So that'd be something to consider. But that being said, it's not a bad title. I think you got important. The David Harden's the important one because that's
right.
The artist, right. And your item specifics are fine. This is, you've got them all filled out just like a very experienced seller would, because you are very experienced, even though you've been away for a while.
Yes.
And then your description is lovely. Your description's nice.
I adore you. I'm going to marry your description. I love your description.
Well, go ahead. I don't know what Dave's going to think
do.
About that.
Yes, I love this description.
Thank you.
The only other thing So there's a one concern, and I know why people do this. So your second to last and last photo, one is a photo of your logo, and the other I think is a photo of your place, your house.
Right.
Yeah,
I was doing that for transparency.
Yeah, I'd get rid of those, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't need you don't need transparency. You've done your listing in a way that's fine. Don't worry about the fact that this new account has one feedback. No one cares anymore because there's an eBay money back guarantee. If something seriously goes wrong and you're unable or unwilling to fix it, eBay will fix it. So okay. I think what's important is that you've established credibility with the professionalism of your listing, and that's what really counts. The reason why I don't recommend putting those two things in there is that, all right, even though this is an auction, I know if this was fixed priced, number one, I don't think it's allowed anymore. It's actually a violation of eBay policy, though we don't enforce it that strongly, I'll be honest. But I think this could mess up the listing if it's sent. If you're doing this with a fixed price listing, it will definitely prevent it from being displayed in Google Shopping. It will not display. They will knock it out. So I think in order to stay
compliant,
you're better off. The picture should only be for the item, not for anything else. So I would suggest getting rid of those. So that's the only thing I can think of, though. I can't see anything else. Can you, Lee?
No, looks pretty good.
I think so.
I like it. Very neat. Pictures are good. Yeah, I would take your house off. Nice house, though.
Well, thank you.
It's so neat and clean.
I love your house.
Tell us it's a mess inside, then we'll feel better.
No, the lady who drove her car into my house, was one that made my house look much better.
Wait a minute. How could anybody, I'm looking at your long driveway.
Mm-hmm.
How could anybody have crashed into your house?
Well, believe it or not, she didn't hit the garage. She went right through that flower bed into my dining room. Yes.
Oh,
but thank God I had a cinder block house.
So how is she? How's the woman?
Well, I think she's just goofy.
But she's alive.
Oh, yeah. She and her three friends in the back seat were fine. You know.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, my God. Was anybody in the house at the time?
No, we went to Walmart to pick up some paint.
Well, that was prescient.
I'm writing a country song even as she speaks.
Then she turned around and she went to Lowe's and picked up a whole bunch of building supplies.
Pretty much. Yeah, but that's the way it worked. No, actually, it probably took us about a year and a half and a lot of fighting and turning everybody into the state attorney general before I actually got things done.
Oh, this sounds like it was fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
What could be more fun than turning people in?
That's the entrepreneurial spirit working.
I'll say. Donna, you just went up 10 notches in my eyes.
Thank you, Griff.
What do you think, other than the fact that she has a picture of her house on there,
which
you shouldn't
do. It's minor.
Yeah, but you shouldn't do. Or her logo, or a picture of her logo. You need to stay away from that in your pictures. What do you think, Griff?
It's pretty good. I'm going to say 4.9.
4.9. Wow. I'm saying 4.95.
Wow, you just got a big bump. Yeah.
Wow.
So you're really close to 5.
You're
there.
Close to 5 there.
Uh-oh. You guys are getting close to a kiss now.
Okay.
Well, that's what we're hoping for.
Yeah, why do you think we do this?
Oh, you guys are sweethearts. Let me tell you.
A little nuts, too.
This.
Well,
yeah.
Donna, you're doing great. We're proud of you, and I understand how you feel. Griff, is there anything she can say or should say or shouldn't say on her, saying
I don't think she
before
needs to.
She had a bunch of feedback?
I don't think she needs to. I think she's doing fine. Yeah.
Okay.
I think you're going to be okay.
Thank you, Donna.
888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee.
Sharpen your selling skills. Register now for eBay Open 2017 at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. Visit ebayopen2017.com now to register for the event and book your rooms. New technology, workshops and panels, and amazing networking events with great food. July 25th through the 28th at the MGM Grand Hotel in Las Vegas. Register and book your rooms at ebayopen2017.com. See you in Las Vegas, baby.
As an eBay entrepreneur, you're always looking for profitable items to sell in quantities you're comfortable with. Bulk's got the goods. Liquidation goods, that is. Bulk features top-branded merchandise not only by the pallet, but also now by the case. Cases start around $100 and ship right to your doorstep anywhere within the contiguous U.S. for just $30. Buying by the case is a terrific way to specialize in one type of item or test a new niche. A case takes up a lot less room than a pallet, too. You can even reuse your case to send products to a fulfillment center. So when it comes to sourcing profitable items, get down to cases with Bulk. Browse for free at bulk.com. That's BULQ.com. For liquidation goods by the pallet or case, bulk.com.
The story of eBay seller Mark and his journey to 6-bit software is a classic.
I've been selling on eBay for close to 15 years. The position I'm currently in at work, I've been here 3 years, and I took over our eBay store.
And then Mark needed to up his eBay listing game.
Yeah, we managed well over 1,000 listings. I was looking for something that was more robust and would give me the ability to do that in a large quantity and much quicker.
The road to 6-bit was paved with wonderfulness.
Using 6-bit has really changed how we do eBay. We were able to increase our listings and modify them with ease.
He likes the time-saving features 6-bit provides.
I want to say everything that we're selling in this store category, apply these payment settings or apply these shipping settings. It happens within seconds.
His advice to other eBay sellers?
I really make 6-bit the only choice for any type of eBay sales or editing of your product.
6-bit software, a game-changing listing tool for Mark and for you. Take the journey to your next listing level at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.
Internet sales tax, global trade, postal policies, and ownership rights are issues that impact your bottom line. eBay's government relations team has your back with eBay Main Street. giving you a voice on e-commerce legislation. 600,000 of your fellow e-commerce advocates have joined, and we need you. Sign up at ebaymainstreet.com/join. That's ebaymainstreet.com/join.
Listen while you list.